some of those black tired land, because right in 1940, this guy, Reverend, what I'm trying to name, he lived down next to where I lived. Mm-hmm. He owned that land. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. that's who we bought the land from.
Okay, but it seems like what Gail is saying and what you're coming up with is that it's not coincidental that where the churches would be would make sense that the blacks own that land. And so therefore, the land around that, it would be easier that blacks could own or
get. It was alright for them to buy land there or to live
there. Already around there.
Because that wasn't a white area, basically. Right.
Yeah, they do own most of the land around the churches. Mm-hmm. On those streets, like, well, Oxbow some, and what's y'all street, Gail? Mm-hmm. Zion Circle. Mm-hmm. Mostly black owns that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those streets, I know, and Webb Street, which they're trying to take.
And do what?
What they want to do with it, Gail. I know you know about that.
Okay, we won't talk about that today.
Okay.
All right. You had mentioned the schools. And the schools were segregated. And what about, were they good schools, at least, for blacks? Do you think that your children were at least getting a good education?
Well, they were getting the best they could, you know.
Okay. Well, with after integration.
Do you think their education got better?
After integration, it bloomed real well, you know, just. And then you could go, they'd have, you know, you invited to the PTA meetings and all like that. Uh-huh. After the integration.
Now, what about the education, though, and the teachers? Do you think that the teachers cared more about the students when they were in, that your children got a better education when they were in an all-black school, that they learned better, like, life skills? Things for life? Do you think they learned things like that better that they didn't learn during integration or after integration? Because I've had some people tell me our children learned better how to deal with things and how to be better people and be more Christian people when they were in an all-black school, but then after integration, stuff like that got forgotten by the teachers.
They have forgotten some things. I'll say that they have. The black schools were fine. I mean, I liked the way they handled it.
Think they helped raise up good children?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the teachers cared more about the children? The black teachers cared more about the children than the white teachers as far as them getting a good education?
Well, now I'll have to say, some nice white teachers. Mm-hmm. After the integration, they began to be, there were some nice white teachers, I'll have to say.
Okay, what about your black teachers?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, where did your two oldest kids go to school?
My two oldest children.
Did they go to school in Roswell?
Uh-huh. They went to school in the black school.
What was the name of the school?
Huh?
What was the name of the school?
What was the name of that school out there? Hmm. What was the name of that school?